Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Chat a little politics right now. Jeff is at home in Washington, D.C., snowbound, if I'm not mistaken. Glenn is in the office down in North Carolina. Corey and I have some interesting questions for these guys regarding the political system in the United States. Speaking off mic, you know, Glenn, I can't remember whether you or Jeff said this. I think it was you, Jeff, but you said, you know, people are looking for the political system in our country to basically save the country, and you're saying, you know what, that ain't going to happen. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, Jeff?
Well, sure, it's too late. You know, Americans are still concerning themselves with bread and circuses. They're still fussing around worrying about who's going to be the 2016 nominee for the two parties for president. And it's at this point, it's just more of the same. Now, we're not addressing the fundamental underlying problems. But worse than that, we're allowing ourselves to be distracted by politics. I mean, no party, no candidate, at least no serious candidate that's going to get close to anything, is going to make any serious changes to our debt situation, to our fiat dollar situation, to our unfunded liability situation with respect to Social Security and Medicare, and with our untenable so-called defense spending. So, you know, all this talk about politics and who's gonna triumph in the 2014 midterm elections and who is best positioned to be the candidate in 2016 and talking about Chris Christie and all this and that. It's really, I think, from a libertarian perspective, it's actually quite alarming because people just aren't getting it. They're still convinced that there's a political solution out there when, in fact, we know that politics is simply a process whereby people in power try to, you know, keep the whole thing going long enough while they're still in. So there's no political solutions to the problems that America faces. We have to turn away from politics. We have to start dealing with each other through markets, through civil society, and basically we need to start shutting down government and turning away from it altogether. And we're not doing that because the political class has done such a great job of sort of convincing us that they're needed, and they're not. And we ought to jettison the whole thing and start dealing with each other in terms of civil society, in terms of markets, in terms of things that work. Not in terms of government and force and elections.
Glenn, I got a question for you. Your boss is Walter Jones, congressman from North Carolina. I know that Walter is not—he's not what I would consider to be necessarily a mainstream guy. And the reason I say that is because I feel that mainstream guys, vis-a-vis the politicians, don't really have a lot of sense. They're not really—I think they're really out there protecting their backsides, for lack of better terms. But your boss, I don't think, falls into that category. I think that your boss is a guy who's really, really trying to make a difference. But what's the scuttlebutt around your office regarding what Jeff is saying right now?
Well, Al, you know, the problem with Washington is that everybody here is pretty invested in the current paradigm. And whatever the current programs are, the current procedures are, there was a poll that was done the other day, And it was published the other day, rather, and it laid out how optimistic people are in various parts of the country. Big surprise, people in Washington, D.C. were the only people that kind of thought things were on the right track. And that's because everybody here is sort of benefiting from the current paradigm, the status quo. And so you saw that with the debt ceiling increase that just went into effect this week. It was actually not increased, it was just suspended. The federal government can run up as much debt as it wants till March 15th of 2015 now. And there were literally no concessions made on the spending side, on the projected spending side. It was just Thelma and Louise gas to the floor. And here we go. So, you know, we're obviously on a mathematical, demographical, statistical, compound interest-driven path down the wrong direction, and we've done nothing to kind of alter that vector. So it would take a tremendous change, and I don't want to say there's no chance, theoretical no chance, that the political system could do something to affect that vector, but it would take huge numbers of new people with a completely different way of viewing the world and the political process to get elected to overcome all of the institutional bias around here towards just kind of thinking that we can keep doing what we've been doing until things somehow magically get better. And so it's hard to be very optimistic about the political process's ability to affect real change here before and until we have some kind of real super economic dislocation that I think's getting increasingly just baked into the cake.
Guys, I must say, from a Canadian perspective, younger generation, somebody who's not as hooked into politics down the U.S. as both of you guys are, I'm very disappointed and scared from an aspect, because I always thought that, you know what, our politicians were elected and should be elected to act in our best interest and to move forward with policies to make the country better. But it sounds like everybody is so entwined with what they're doing and lining their own pockets that no one seems to be able to move forward or take a stance. And Jeff, you were saying, you know, you can't go to your politicians. It doesn't matter anymore. So my question is, you know, just as one voice of people out there, what can we do? Can we align ourselves and try to go after big business and try to get them to force through these changes? Or what are some of the things we can do?
Well, I think there's a lot an individual can do. First and foremost, they can educate themselves and try to educate their families and their neighbors, because that's the only way real change can come. As Glenn alluded to earlier, when we have this, you know, when we have the mindset in the populace that government ought to provide X, Y, and Z, even though those things are untenable and unsustainable, then it really doesn't matter who we elect. We could elect the greatest person since sliced bread tomorrow, but if people don't simply believe in liberty, then it doesn't matter. So I think that's a starting point, but you can also arrange your personal affairs. You can choose to participate in the political process or choose to sort of withhold participation. I think that's a very personal and very individual decision. You can think about moving with your feet in terms of where you live geographically, in terms of how you conduct your business and pay taxes and that sort of thing. I mean, these are all highly personal, individual choices, but I think what's really needed is a renaissance and a revolution of people's minds, not a political revolution, because, frankly, if we have some sort of upheaval politically or economically, certainly in America, I think that's probably going to lead to worse government, because governments tend to try to grab emergency powers and implement all kinds of economic controls, implement, you know, controls on people and sometimes martial law, that sort of thing. So, you know, governments don't tend to shrink in crises. They tend to expand and grow. So really what I think we all hope and pray for is that we can change people's hearts and minds prior to a crisis. Whether we're too far around the curve with respect to the dollar and debt, et cetera, you know, is a very difficult and still open question. But from my perspective anyway, politics is about the last practical or relevant avenue for people who are looking for change at this point, in this stage in post-constitutional America.
You know, we chatted last week, guys, about the possibility or the probability. Let's use both of those words, the probability or the possibility of the Republicans gaining the executive branch, perhaps, in the near future. We talked about 2016. We very adamantly stated, or I guess you guys very adamantly stated, that you didn't see that happening at all. Jeff, you've made the comment before that you think that Hillary, perhaps, is just an absolute shoo-in for the number one Democratic nomination, and number two, winning the election, actually being the next president of the United States. I would like to chat about that, if you guys don't mind, in the next segment a little bit, and then I want to get back to a conversation, Jeff, that you and I had when we first met each other. We were out on the golf course, and this was about, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago. I want to get back on that conversation, because it's very relevant. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back with Jeff Dice and Glenn Down.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are continuing our discussion with Jeff Deist, president of the Mises Institute, and Glenn Downs, chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina. We're talking politics. I want to go ahead a few years, you guys, like about two years here, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what you guys think is going to happen in 2016. Jeff, you off mic and in conversations that we have had before have said you feel that Hillary is a shoe-in not only for the Democratic nomination, but also to be the next president of the United States. I have to say that makes me uncomfortable. But can you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
I don't know that she's a shoo-in, but I would say she's a betting favorite. I mean, clearly America has, you know, lost its way, and I think that there are millions and millions of Americans, against all evidence, you know, somehow admire her. I mean, I think the Clintons are grotesque abominations, but nonetheless, yes, I would say she's the front runner, and I think that anybody on the Republican ticket who's likely to get the nomination at this point is going to have a difficult time against her. If I had to bet today, that would be how I would see it.
Glenn, how about your comments?
Well, if she does in fact run, it's very difficult to see anybody other than her winning the Democratic Party nomination at this point. And then for a Republican to win against her in November, just the electoral map being what it is these days, you'd have to really run the table, really run the table. So it's theoretically possible, but I think the big wild card is not which Republican candidate it might be, but rather what the state of the economy is. And my bet is that sometime before that 2016 time frame, we have another pretty big economic dislocation. I just cannot believe it's not going to manifest itself. That maybe not exactly like 2008, 2009, but you begin to see really, the effects of all the various QEs and the extend and pretend and all of that really have worn off. And at that point, people that which seems not likely today becomes more possible. And of course, the question though is also, as Jeff indicated in the last segment, is, be careful what you pray for. You may get it. You may find forces rising up that are less than appealing. And, the people want that guy on the white horse to come in and straighten things out. And they would turn a blind eye to the things that they wouldn't have condoned presently. Let's say.
Glenn, I'll tell you what really bothers me is you talk about people turning a blind eye to what they wouldn't condone presently. You talk about, Jeff, you talk about, or one of you guys I forgot talked about, a major economic dislocation. I think the odds of a major economic dislocation are huge, in my opinion, and I think that we're seeing the beginning of that right now. And the reason I say that is because it's becoming more and more obvious to more and more people in the United States that the conventional stock markets, which are a pretty good barometer, in my opinion, of what's going on economically, really are no longer, because of the, for lack of better terms, manipulation of the conventional markets that I believe personally the government is doing. I don't think, I'm not really sure that people are aware of the concept of an economic Armageddon right around the corner. I personally feel that is a really, really good possibility. Why do I say that? I say that because I'm a fundamentalist, I mean, I've got a pretty good background educationally in economics, and I've got a pretty good background professionally in economics and finance, and I don't see any way from a fundamental standpoint that we can turn this thing around. I would have to say that with what the Federal Reserve has done in the past in terms of keeping the train on the tracks, at least from a psychological standpoint, I think they've done a great job. I think that most of the people in this country are putting the blame for where the economy is going in the wrong spot, and I think most of the people in this country who are uninformed, for lack of better terms, at least from an economic standpoint, I think that they're totally unaware of just how bad things are. Now, the question is, who are those people going to blame if, in fact, we have another 2008 prior to the November elections in 2016? I would venture to say that the current administration is going to say, hey, we inherited this mess. Look where we are now. Look where we were then. Look at the unemployment rate today. Look at the unemployment rate then. We've done a great job. Any comments on that, Jeffrey?
Well, the unemployment rate is much, much higher than anybody's admitting to, so that's kind of a falsehood that I think the administration still perpetrates. But look, it's going to be harder after 8 years for the Obama administration to say, hey, this wasn't us, if something really bad happens in the next couple of years. But yeah, I think you're right. Most people are going to place the blame on the Fed. They are going to place the blame on big government. They are going to place the blame on entitlement. They're going to somehow continue to blame sort of unregulated free market capitalism for all the woes. But we do know at this point that the markets, meaning the capital markets and certain asset classes, are completely addicted to Fed money. And if that money in the form of quantitative easing was to be tapered, much less actually withdrawn, I think we would see the Dow and the New York Stock Exchange seize up pretty quickly and start to reflect their true value. I think you would see gold increase vis-a-vis the dollar, and I think you'd see a bunch of dislocations in the economy that are currently sort of hidden by the Fed's monetary stimulus. I think you would see those uncovered, and I think that the whole thing would be laid bare. So, you know, will that happen between now and 2016? Maybe, maybe not, but it's getting awfully hard to keep kicking the can down the road. And you know, if you believe John Williams at Chatham Stats, it certainly will happen before 2016.
Guys, I have to say that this blaming everybody, I think, is the issue and what has gotten us in this problem. If we want to make any serious changes to what's going on, people need to start working together, and that includes our politicians. And the way that it's set up in the U.S. is it's very polarized into two parties, and now both parties simply are just attacking each other. Glenn, is there any chance that people can, or these politicians can, start to work together? Can anybody unify and move the country forward?
Hey, Glenn, before you answer that, I want to ask you a favor. We're down to 1 minute before the stations have to take a break. So let's start out with your answer, and then we'll continue into the next segment.
Well, the quick first answer is we just saw an example of two parties working together and passing the debt ceiling increase. So that's at the moment, yeah, you can get things done, but that's it. Just we'll collectively kick the can down the road. So that's where we are at the moment. But in terms of the future, we're going to have to see.
Yeah, in terms of the future, we're definitely going to have to see. I don't know. We're going to get back in the next hour after the stations take their breaks here, and we're going to talk about what we feel are solutions. You know, you might think that the ideas that Jeff and Glenn and I and Corey have are a bit idealistic, but, you know, we've gotten to the point where I think a little idealism is necessary. We have got to get back to basic economic fundamentals, because it ain't working the way it's going right now. You know, we'd like some comments from our listeners. You know how to comment to us on our blog. What do you guys think is the answer to this? I mean, we've got some very, very intelligent, very active people on our blog out there. I want to know what you guys think. It's really important to us. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Jeff, solutions to the problem that we've got here economically. What do you think, bud?
Well, I think the single, simplest, not easiest, but simplest solution we could have to our economic problems would be for the federal government to somehow submit to public pressure and allow competing currencies to start taking people away from the U.S. dollar. In other words, we all know that the U.S. dollar is in deep, deep trouble. The whole world is awash in dollars, and we know that central banks around the world, particularly in the Far East, are getting very tired of playing musical chairs, and they're getting ready to slowly, or well, they are slowly, trying to dump dollars, but nobody wants to be the person left holding the bag, so to speak. So the only way we can protect ourselves as individuals, most Americans, of course, have, you know, hold whatever they own in dollar-denominated assets. The only way we can protect ourselves is to start moving into gold, silver, foreign currencies. You know, some people even believe in cryptocurrencies, etc. The problem is that we literally have legal tender laws in America that determine they can impose jail penalties on people who try to use things other than U.S. dollars to conduct business. So, you know, Mises wrote about this, Ludwig von Mises wrote about this extensively, saying, hey, when the conflagration comes, what he called the crack-up boom, when, you know, the monetary printing goes around the bend and you're faced with a hyperinflationary scenario, the only thing that can save people and save their resources, their store of value, is if you allow them to use alternate currencies. And throughout most of history, that's in gold or silver. If people could start doing that now, if they could start diversifying themselves out of dollars, it could go a long way towards saving people in America from some real poverty, I think, down the line, and save a lot of their personal savings. But short of that, if we're all stuck with dollars and our federal government is hell-bent on inflating dollars to the point where the rest of the world either is not interested or demands very high interest rates on our treasury debt, then I think we're in big trouble.
Glenn, what do you have to say about potentially, you know, diversifying out of the U.S. dollar for citizens, buying gold and silver, but then also looking to other currencies, maybe even buying land in other countries?
I guess you have to distinguish between what individuals might do to protect their own firms and protect their own families, and then what might theoretically people do at a macro level one idea is this competing currency. In other words, you could have in some other countries they do it. You can go to the cash register and pay in this currency or pay in that currency. If you go back and forth, it's not a big taxable event like it would be in this country. So that's one possibility. But I think if you look at trying to define what is our problem, and I think one of the real great problems we've got is that our system is just drowning in debt, and not just all this government debt that's all in the headlines, but there is debt of every description, whether it's, you know, derivatives, whether it's business debt, corporate debt, individual debt, student loan debt. And debt is nothing in the world but a claim against the future. And there are already so many claims against the future. Contingent liabilities of the federal government, which some people value as big as high as a couple hundred trillion dollars, that the future really can't possibly fulfill all those claims. So we're going to need to do something, you know, as Secretary Mellon said, former Treasury Secretary Mellon said, when the nation went into the Great Depression, we need to liquidate. And the problem is when you liquidate debt, you're one person's debt is another person's asset. But we got to find a way to begin unwinding all this leverage in the system and getting rid of all these claims against the future so that you can then out of that rebuild the economy. But everything that's happened since, and particularly since the 2008-2009 crisis was about guaranteeing and propping up all this debt, and now there's been more debt added on top of it. It's a really bad scenario, and the fractional reserve banking system, as it is currently run, depends upon, you know, debt kind of constantly growing just in order to make the interest rate on the existing debt, have the money to be created to pay the interest on the existing debt. So we've really gotten ourselves into this bad paradigm. So we're going to need to do something with the monetary system. But the first thing you've got to do around here is to get a 50% plus one of the people to recognize that the current paradigm does need to be changed. It may not be the same thing Jeff Deist and Ron Paul want. It may be, you know, there are a lot of other different competing kinds of ways of doing things that are out there, in theory at least. But we're not even to the point where there's 50% plus one who yet recognize that the current paradigm is unsustainable and it does need to be changed. We've got to first, I think, get that kind of level of awareness up.
I got a million-dollar question for you here, Glenn, and the question is this. Okay, we have a president who has a very, very definite social agenda in the United States. I think that anybody who would deny that basically has their head buried so far in the sand they're probably dead by now because they're suffocated. But President Obama feels that we really need to, A, redistribute wealth, B, we need to take care of people who can't take care of themselves, et cetera, et cetera. I would say that's all well. Redistributing the wealth is absolute BS in terms of my personal opinion. But, you know, helping people who need help is certainly, you know, it's the thing to do. You can't let people die in the streets if you want to be perfectly dramatic. But the million-dollar question I have here is we have a government that is basically insolvent. You know, I've used this analogy many, many times before, and the analogy was if I were investing in a public company that had an income statement similar to the United States or a balance sheet similar to the United States, I wouldn't even consider that investment. Why does the government continue to go in the direction of spending more money when they're spending money they don't even have? To me, that is an absolute perfect recipe for, to call it dire consequences, isn't being dramatic enough. Any comments on that?
Well, you know, Herb Stein, Nixon's chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors and the father of Ben Stein, that sometime actor and columnist, said, hit the thing they call Stein's Law, and the thing that Stein's law was that a thing that can't go on forever won't. And obviously this can't go on forever. I think that, frankly, the body politic, that the society at large, writ large, makes choices about what kind of candidates that they want to elect. I think what we have in terms of the political leadership in Washington is a reflection of the society that sends those folks here. And so, and people, they might think that a certain program is a Ponzi scheme. I know sort of admitted in their hearts of hearts, heart of hearts, but they think it's a Ponzi scheme I paid into all my life, and now it's my turn. So everybody, we're to the point, I think, in the aggregate where people know there's a great majority that wants change. The problem is everybody wants change for somebody other than themselves. Whatever it is they think they've been promised or they've earned, however you want to phrase it, they want to collect that. And the summation of those things just adds up to a deficit, a pretty big one. And the deficit is down this year from where it has been in terms of spending deficit here in Washington, but it's down for two reasons. One is we're still in the throes of this latest bubble, so that's created more revenue than would otherwise be the case, and I guess somewhat less spending than would otherwise be the case in these mandatory spending programs. But also, we just had, you know, a whopping big tax increase at the beginning of this year, or the beginning of last year, and then big last calendar year, and then this year, another round of tax increases went up. A lot of spending, tax preferences and things just went away on January 1. So revenue is up, but you know, that's just pulling money out of the real economy. And it just we're just in a mathematically tough spot here.
We're in a very mathematically tough spot here. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a real quick break. Stick around. We're going to be back with James Farley. James is the senior vice president of a medical provider back in Washington, D.C. We're going to be talking about the labor market effects of the Affordable Health Care Act.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report, Corey and I and Doc are chatting with our friend James Farley. James, this is a bit of a remote. James is at an airport. He's flying from Baltimore to visit his son in Spokane, Washington. But we did want to wrap up the show with this particular segment because I think it is just more of the same as to what's going on here in good old Washington, D.C. This was a study that was done by the government, the labor market effects of the Affordable Health Care Act. A little noisy there, James. Can we move away at all? But as I said, the labor market effects of the Affordable Health Care Act. Can you kind of summarize that for us, James?
The Accountable Care Act or the CBO study?
Well, the CBO study.
So the CBO did a study on looking at the effects of the Accountable Care Act on labor and found that labor was actually being disincented in year 2 and 3 of implementation because of the economic stratus of the people who get incentives. They will be incented to work less as a way to offset the benefit that they're picking up on being subsidized.
Guys, was this an issue that was seen by anybody before the Affordable Health Care Act came into effect?
No, not to my knowledge.
Not to my knowledge either, Corey. I think it's something that they're now looking they're also commenting that the largest impact on labor markets will probably occur after 2016 once, you know, the major provisions are in place, I guess. And they base a lot of this on the fact that overall economic output at that point will be at its maximum sustainable level, which is really questionable because they do a huge caveat that there's substantial uncertainty about what they're projecting. So really what they're projecting, nobody knows whether it's going to take place, especially with the macro economy being what it is from my viewpoint.
You know, this thing is really a bucket of worms, and it's turning into a bigger and bigger bucket of worms, in my opinion. I guess the opinion that I think I'd like to get, James, from you, and also from you, Doc, is this thing going to stand? I mean, I don't really see how it can. What do you guys think? James, start with you, bud.
Well, Stan, you know, I don't think it's going to come down immediately, so if it does come down, it'll come down over a few years. But I think the CBO thing was startling to me, which is why I sent it to you, because it is one of the hidden downfalls, and it will drag down our overall economy over the next 3 years based on the findings of that study. I think when we actually look back, we're going to, you know, be kicking ourselves and wondering, how the hell did we get here? Why did we stop this sooner?
Doug, people have been saying that this could be one of the biggest taxes imposed on individuals. Do you think that this thing will stand? What do you think?
Well, I think that, well, look at it already. What's happening here, unilaterally, Obama is pushing back all kinds of the provisions and mandates. Well, it tells you that it's not working right now. Now, what makes you think it's going to work in the future? The CBO, of course, is, I guess, basing it on a better economy, but I don't buy it. I think we're in a long period of lethargy in our economy, and with GDP not growing much, just like happened at Japan. Well, if that occurs over time, and you put these provisions in place, all of them, there are increased taxes, and it's one big tax bill for people, and if they're already having trouble with discretionary income, and you have reduced hours and reduced labor, you think that businesses are going to hire and increase wages? I don't think so. So it's going to be an albatross, and nobody knows where this thing is going
to
end.
Well, I have to tell you, I have run our own company here for 35 years, and when I got started back in 1982, I had to deal with a lot of expenses. We staffed up at first when I realized how much of a bucket of worms employees could be. I kind of changed my philosophy on that. But I have to tell you, if I were starting my company right now, I don't think, candidly, that I could afford to hire employees. Now, the government is going to say, well, that's okay. You're not particularly, you know, if you're not efficient enough to be able to do that, you don't deserve to be part of the system. I violently agree with that. And I would have to say that most startup companies right now, some of which will turn into be very, very successful, this thing is going to kill them. James, an opinion?
No, I totally agree with what you just said, Al. I think the small business, you know, businesses of 10 or fewer people and what they are going to have to navigate and the additional tax burden that that's going to put on them for employing people at a wage that they can afford. I mean, I always think of this as the pizza factor, and what are you willing to pay for a pizza, and how much more is your pizza going to go up? Because somebody's moving from a $10 an hour job, which now with the additional tax burden that we're talking about goes up to a $14 an hour job. The profit margin on that pizza is so small, somebody just went out of business.
What was the administration thinking when they pushed this thing through? You know, Doc, you were on the business side. In addition to being in private practice, you were on the business side of this equation for an awful lot of years. What the hell was the administration thinking of?
Well, I don't think the administration was thinking about much of anything, frankly. I don't think they had the experience, and I think this was pushed up to the bureaucracy of Congress. It was the chance to do something they wanted to do for a long time. They did it without even considering the state of the economy at that time and what we were going into. So they threw this thing out there just as our economy was tipping and going into a long period of stagnation. And I don't think they had a clue that was going to happen, but they just wanted to do a health care bill. And everybody did their own thing with it. In the bureaucracy, they threw on their favorite things and threw it out there. And now we see it's not been coordinated. There's been not a lot of thought put through it. And we got a real problem and mess on our hands.
Well, and guys, looking at it from a financial sense, too, we've talked about potential unemployment or people not being employed a certain amount so that their employers don't need to cover this. But when I hear this news come out about all these people that have now signed up and are now registered, a lot of people are actually signing up and getting put on Medicaid, and this is simply just going to drain the economy further and the government especially. James, what do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, I agree with the Medicaid part. I'm less concerned about Medicaid than I am about people who are in the subsidized category, because that is a subsidy above and beyond what's already accounted for in the Medicaid rule. So it's really both. It's the private exchange that has no subsidy, and then the public exchange with these huge subsidies, which is going to have the negative effect on our workforce. That was the whole point of that CBO article.
Well, I think it's interesting when you have when you have an organization like that and they put out an article like that, you know, you have to realize that something really is wrong in Denmark. I mean, I understand the administration's desire to, and I don't say I agree with it, but to redistribute wealth, to, you know, make it easier for people to live and work in the United States. Unfortunately, because of this thing, this is going to be another factor, I think, that's going to make it more and more difficult for people to work in the United States. But I got to tell you, you know, we've been following this story ever since Mrs. Clinton tried to get, you know, universal health care in, and it just doesn't seem to work. I mean, what, 75%, according to the polls, 75% of the American population did not support this particular issue when it was first talked about. It's amazing to me that this thing got ramrodded through. James, last question. We got about, I don't know, a minute left here. How are companies like yours, for example, dealing with this?
Well, I'm in a healthcare company, so all we're doing is trying to figure out how to lower our cost position, so that we can provide care at a lower price. We're in a race to be the most cost effective, but so is everybody else, and that's what it's going to take in order for us to be able to provide care to the communities that we're in.
Well, I tell you, I've had this discussion, Doc, and I don't mean to leave you out of this, but I've had this discussion with two of my personal physicians, one being a specialist, obviously, and the other being an internist, and they are saying the worst thing that could have happened to the medical industry is the fact that the government stuck their noses in it. My internist says, Al, I'm telling you right now, if the government were out of this thing, you and Kathy would be saving 26% on your medical bills. Thank you very much. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.